This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. This Friday, President-elect Donald Trump will become President of the United States, Donald Trump. And while many Americans will be celebrating the inauguration, hundreds of thousands across the country are expected to join in women-led rallies the day after, galvanized by opposition to Trump's stunning victory. While the Women's March on Washington has released an explicitly left-leaning platform, many local and regional marches have declared themselves nonpartisan. Over the past few weeks, KLW and the East Bay Express have partnered up to gather letters from Bay Area women speaking directly to the soon-to-be new president. We received over 40 letters, and we'll be sharing some of them with you all this week. We'll start with Ella Holton McCoy. She's 19, from Berkeley, and is currently an education major at San Diego State. She says her mom encouraged her to write a letter for the project to help her express the intense feelings she's been going through since the election.
On voting day, we were all very nervous, and so we were all sitting in the student union at San Diego State on the steps watching it on a big screen, and as the polls and results slowly came in, we got more and more discouraged, and when it looked like Donald Trump had finally won, we got up and left, and we were all crying. And I went home and FaceTimed one of my best friends here. He's an illegal immigrant. And I took one look at him, and I burst into tears because this had just been almost impossible. I had no idea that it could actually happen. So it finally hit me, and ever since I've kind of decided to take a stand, especially from the educational perspective, and that's what really got me going. Dear Donald Trump, I am a student at San Diego State University writing you to express my concerns about many comments and decisions that you have made during this election campaign. I firstly want you to understand that I am not attacking you, sir. I simply wish to explain to you my perspective as a young woman and aspiring teacher in an attempt to gain your empathy regarding harassment and understanding the value of public education. You are now the leader of this great country, which means you need to understand that you are an icon and people are looking to you to make a difference and lead the country, not tear it apart. When you say things like grab them by the pussy and countless other remarks about hurting, sexualizing, and dominating women, you are setting a very scary and disgusting example for young men around the country. You are a leader. You now have responsibilities to show this country what should be done. As an aspiring public school teacher, I am begging you to keep funding the public schools. Betsy DeVos appears to want to violate the Constitution's guarantee of separation of church and state. Public schools provide much-needed educational opportunities to children of all races, backgrounds, and socioeconomic status. I see the benefits of private schools, but they are not always economically feasible for many students. I suggest you go to East Oakland, visit the Fruitvale District, where children are being exposed to high levels of lead. Drive through East Palo Alto and you will see families in very similar impoverished situations. Education is sometimes the only way out of those neighborhoods for these children. Teachers are sometimes the only adult advocating for a child. I am begging you to protect these children and their right to an equal education. In closing, I hope that I have opened your eyes and your heart to the issues that I face as a woman and as an aspiring teacher. You, sir, are the next president of the United States of America. You can set an example, contribute to making America great, and do the right thing. Sincerely, Ella Holton McCoy.
Ella was one of the writers in our Letters to Trump project. Next, we'll hear from Richa Pokrel. She's 30, she lives in Oakland, and writes a blog for Nepali women called Nepali Chori.
I guess since the election, I've been in, like many others, like a place that I didn't know exist before. I'm usually a very optimistic person, and I just kind of shut myself out from laughing and having joy because I was fearful. But with the new year, you know, I just realized things like this happen in history, and we'll get through it if we all come together, and it doesn't benefit me to just be scared all the time. And I live in the Bay Area, so one of the best areas to live for political freedom and being yourself. So in this place, I should not be like this. So recently, I've just been trying to crawl out of that space. To Donald Trump, you think of me a sore loser because I will never accept your presidency. I will not normalize your antics, nor will I ever wish you success. You belittle me with your degrading words, your lies, and threats. You will continue to try to silence me. I am a woman of color who is also an immigrant, the type of person you dismiss the most. I have a weapon. It's something you will never be able to take from me, no matter how much you try. Can you guess what it is? I have power, and I have a voice. You may think you have all the power now that you are the president-elect, but you are wrong. No matter what you do, you will not scare me into silence or complacency. In fact, all those threats you throw around has only enticed me. Throw all your punches. No matter how much they hurt, I won't go away. I never thought a future president would affect me this deeply, a person I have never met nor will ever meet. I've always been an obedient Nepali girl, one who follows the rules and doesn't want to stir up any trouble. But the thing is, I want to thank you for awakening something in me that was hidden. I want to thank you for bringing out the warrior that has been dormant for the last 30 years. This warrior is ready to fight for her rights, to defend her community, and to protect our earth. The thing is, there are many of us, millions and millions. I just want to wish you luck as we organize, as we shout, and as we reclaim our power. You will never be my president. Good luck, Richa Pokrel. After the election, I realized I used to say hi to everyone, like on the bus, in the grocery store. I stopped doing that because I was afraid what someone else might say to me. And that was not a nice feeling because I'm a very happy-go-lucky person. And then just this year, realizing, like, talking to my neighbors who are very diverse and continuing that and being a warrior, not just vocally, but doing those small things, you know, you don't have to be in protest to be a warrior. Just creating community and acknowledging other people who are different from you is also being a warrior. So that's what I want to continue doing.